Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to do product development and product management during a global pandemic.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
So, here's a question for you, Heaton. Most product teams had most software companies, let's talk just about product companies and software companies broader. They had a product roadmap. Very likely that roadmap was spanning over, you know, a couple of weeks, if not months. Many of them will have one that is, you know, that they had set for the entire year. But usually these product development cycles, they're substantial, long, and they need a good amount of head time to plan for them and to put things in motion and have like a dev team work on things before they can ship things. So now you had this roadmap for whatever, quarter two, let's say, in quarter three this year, and now the world is melting down. We're having this global pandemic. People have to work from home. And the big question that many people have is, how is this going to affect our product roadmap and our product development process? There's one bucket of questions that is centered around productivity, right? Our dev team, are they going to be productive working from home with their families there? Are they going to be able to ship on time as our original timelines were? Like, how is this going to affect the productivity and the timelines and milestones and all that? And then there's the other bucket of questions that I see floating around, which is, Do we have to adjust, or should we adjust our product roadmap because the world is melting down? Like, should we, maybe the things that we thought launching to our customer base in a month or two from now would be very exciting and very useful, maybe it's not useful or exciting right now. Maybe launching product features right now in general is a bad idea because people are running around with their hair on fire and us sending them an email that we've launched a new settings feature is, nobody will care about any of this. You know, you have been, you know, developing many, many products over the years, and you've been studying kind of product habits. I mean, it's your email list, even in a product in and of itself, dealing with product leaders, product managers. How do you think about this? Like, how much or little should a global crisis like this influence the way you think about your product roadmap and the things that you are building and planning to ship in kind of the short to midterm?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think there's a few things. One, because this involves companies working in ways they might not be used to, so working from home, it's likely in a lot of companies product development has slowed down, maybe even came to a halt. I'll give you a good example. Google, which is not a company known for working from home, I'm sure people did it and do it. They actually have either slowed down or stopped releasing updates to Chrome. Mm. And they sent out an email about that. They said they'd do security updates because I think they have to. It's critical, but they basically said because of this crisis and, you know, team, whatever they said in their email, they literally sent an email and said that to everybody. Now that is unprecedented. I've never heard Google say we're stopping development on something or pausing development on something because we just have to. And this is what the pandemic is causing. So one, be aware of the fact that you might not be able to be as productive as you normally were if your team is not used to working from home, or if your team is emotionally impacted by the situation that's going on, or if some people on your team are. So there's a bunch of slack you kind of have to give people. And so, you just don't have a choice. And so if you were checking in on your team by walking to their desk,